We know today that Carson Wentz went to the Eagles to give us insight and let us know where the Broncos are standing. Our Broncos insider from Denver 7, Troy Rank, joins us, courtesy
of ROX Rocks Heating and Air.
What'd you think of the Carson Wentz deal, Troy?
I mean, it's an interesting deal. I mean, the Eagles had to move him. Felt like they couldn't coexist with that team anymore, that locker room, even with a new coach. And they're going to take what a $34 million cap hit. But if he plays well and resurrects his career with the Colts, they end up with a third and a first-round pick. That other pick morphs into a first-rounder. So given the circumstances, that's probably a C-plus, B-minus. For the Colts, I would say it's a B-minus just because, you know, I don't trust Wentz to bounce back, but if anyone can get him to do it, it's Frank Reich. I mean, he was a broken quarterback last year. He was terrible. But Frank Reich, under him, you know, that last year in 17, he was 33 touchdowns, 7 picks. If he can be any version of that, then it's a great deal for the Colts, who've had, they will now have 4 different starting quarterbacks in 4 straight seasons. So, you know, it's this quarterback carousel just continues to spin.
Yeah, it'll be fascinating to see how much further it does spin. Hey, I want to do a quick hard pivot here over to baseball because I'm really curious what your reaction was when you saw the Fernando Tatis deal. You know, it's fascinating to me, Troy, that the Padres, a team in a smaller market than the Rockies, somehow they're able to afford two $300 million contracts, 2 players making $300 million, and yet we're sitting here saying we'll never go after a top free agent. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, they finally hit the window to win. They have one of the best farm systems in baseball, and they're going to allow that farm system to supplement as you pay a couple of players, Hosmer and Tatis. In the case of Tatis, I mean, it's a great deal. I know people think it's, you know, crazy, but given his youth, I mean, he will be the face of baseball, and at the end of that deal, he'll be the wrinkled face of baseball. And if you're going to give big money to a player, I always prefer it to be where you're going to get 8, 9, 10 years of his prime. If you look at Albert Pujols, they gave him a 10-year deal when he was 32. I mean, those deals are disastrous because the last 4 or 5 years of it are just, you know, undervalued. I mean, it's just completely terrible play for a former star player. But how do they come up with that money? It's TV money. They're projecting revenue in terms of fans coming back. The Padres could be an exciting draw. And again, if you look at their payroll, Tyler, they only pay a couple of guys. It's Machado, Hosmer, and Tatis. And then they don't really pay anyone else. That's the way they can get away with this. Well, they'll run into trouble is when some of their young pitchers need to get paid. They'll have to start making some tough decisions. But their window to win is now, and they have now secured the face of baseball for the next decade plus.
The Rockies win how many games next year? This year?
I say they're going to lose 100 for the first time. I say they're going to be 62-100. Because I believe they're going to trade Trevor Story during the season.
Oh, really?
And at that point, they're going to have the worst lineup in baseball or one of them. And you can't win at Coors Field. Like, the reason they've never lost 100 games and having covered 15 of those seasons as a beat writer is because even when they were a bad team, they could win at home because they could hit enough. Their lineup, you look at it, especially if Story's gone in July, how are they going to hit? Who are they going to beat that comes in there with a different, you know, the opposing team's lineup in almost every case, except maybe the Pirates, is going to be better equipped to all take advantage of Cleveland.
Happy Thursday, Troy.
Right, just for fun then, it's August 1st. Give me the starting lineup for your Colorado Rockies. Freeland's on the mound. We still have him, I hope. Freeland's on the mound. Yeah. Give me the starting lineup. Like yeah, in order, batting first.
Wow, putting him on the spot.
I'm going to go around the diamond right now just because it's easier for visually, because the order is hard to project right now. But I'd say Diaz the catcher, you would have either Greg Bird or C.J. Crone at first.
By the way, time out. How about Greg Bird, Grandview Wolf, coming back here, trying to make a comeback? Is that a legit real deal going on, Troy?
Yeah. I mean, he's got a chance. He's going to compete with C.J. Crone. Crone's more accomplished. I mean, the issue with Greg Bird's been his health. When he's been healthy, he's been a productive player, but he has not been healthy for the last couple of years. I'm rooting for him.
All right, let's root for Bird. I'll go that. Diaz, Bird, go ahead.
Diaz Bird, and then at second base would be Brendan Rodgers. At shortstop would be Garrett Hanson.
Okay.
Third base is Ryan McMahon.
Yeah.
And then you have Tapia in left. Blackman would be in right, and then Sam Hilliard in center.
I'm afraid of that lineup. I think the Dodgers are shaking in their boots right now.
Yeah, I mean, again,
you know, it's funny when you say that lineup, all good players, like real solid Major League Baseball players, just there's really not a superstar in the bunch right there. And Charlie's maybe a superstar, but he's past his prime.
Yeah, I mean, listen, those guys you see on the field, those are like the best player you ever saw at any tournament when you were a kid. Like, they're amazing players. They're just not when compared to other major league teams, right, especially the Dodgers. They don't have a star in that lineup other than perhaps, as you said, Blackman. They need Rodgers to turn into something because they've been waiting on it for 2 years and there's been injury issues, but at some point he's got to hit. I mean, I thought he'd be okay defensively, but the reality is he's got to hit and he hasn't shown any power at the big league level. You know, Josh Fuentes could be in the mix at first, too. I left him out. I think he's going to spend time both at first and third. But they need Rodgers and McMahon to rebound in a huge way.
You don't think Toglia will be up by that point or participating, really? You think he needs more time?
Yeah. I mean, I think he could be up in September. Hard because he's, you know, not playing last year. If he had played last year and done really well in Double A, I'd say yes, D-Mac, but I think that he might be a September call. My guess is he'll be competing for the job in spring training in 2022.
All right. Thinking about the Rockies is too depressing for me, especially when I watch the Padres just going for it.
Yeah, you just took us down that road. I'm happy to go there with you.
Yeah, you're right. Well, you kept going, and now I'm just getting further depressed. So I'm going to go back to football here. Troy, who is the next team to trade away their quarterback?
To trade away their quarterback.
Yeah.
Well, again, you guys, I think you're on to something with Carolina as being the favorite to get Deshaun Watson, as much as I hope Denver's in it. And again, all assumption is they will be in it and be aggressive, but whether they will have enough to get involved at the level of the Panthers, I don't know that. But if the Panthers are going to move on to Watson, they're going to trade Teddy Bridgewater. So I could see him on the move, or Sam Darnold. Darnold, there's no hurry, because when you look at what Wentz got, you know, it didn't help the market for the Jets for Darnold, given the season he's come off of. Because you know the Jets wanted a first rounder for Darnold. I don't see how that's possible based on the haul that Wentz just got. It's probably going to be a two and something else. So, but the next one I'll predict on the move is Bridgewater, followed by Darnold. And then Mariota to the Patriots makes a lot of sense, because he's making $10.3 million. They need a starter. So again, maybe they draft Mac Jones, I don't know, but Mariota on the move. But I would say in order, Bridgewater, Darnold, and then Mariota as the next three to get moved.
All right, Troy, I saw you were in Santa Barbara. I'm assuming you were watching the boy play baseball there at Westmont. I'm hoping everything went all right.
I could not watch him. That was the hard part.
Oh, stop.
I went out there to visit him and just hang out. We hadn't seen him in, you know, 5-6 weeks, and I threw him some BP one night, just to work on some stuff with his swing. But it was a trip it was so weird. I was at a beach, was the greatest thing ever, watching his game on a computer, which was a mile away. And that's just where we are, because you can't go on campus.
So you
there's no way at Westmont to watch the game.
Unless you're in there.
Get on campus, like to go back, like drop someone off. But there's no way to, like, watch from behind the fence. Everything's on campus, and you can't be on campus as a visitor right now.
Oh, man. The UNC starts this weekend. They were supposed to be in Wichita, and the Wichita canceled because of weather.
Excuse me?
It was bizarre. Like, everything they canceled. They got a turf field.
A sporting event got canceled because of weather.
Like a week ahead of time.
Yeah,
it was bizarre.
No, something else was going on there.
Yeah, that's my guess, too. But they're playing against Colorado Christian to start the season, two doubleheaders on Saturday and Sunday. But they are letting people... What's that? Go ahead.
How's Dylan liking it?
He loves them, and he is, man, he's already a Bear for life, and it's, you know, they're all excited to start, and I can't blame them. They are going to let people watch, though, you know, up to, like, 170 people or so outside Jackson Field up there in Greeley. So, trying to get through this stuff, Troy. I feel for you as a dad. My heart is going out to you
tough.
And your wife. You go all the way out there. You can't just, like, watch the game. It's, oh, my gosh.
Listen, there's worse places to be in this NFL.
Right.
It's just a weird feeling because he's a mile away.
Right.
And you can't watch. But that's the reality. But I told someone the other day, it feels like it's been March for a year. I mean, it's like,
right.
It feels like it's been last March for a year now. And kind of, as everyone is, we're all kind of over it. But listen, yep. We're all healthy, and his team is playing. Westmont's playing, so I can't complain.
Yeah,
I do have a huge story out on Von Miller future, Justin Simmons. What are they going to do with Philip Lindsay? That's on the DenverChannel.com. One interesting fact, if they have to franchise tag Justin Simmons to try to get a long-term deal done, which I think that probably is going to happen. I don't know if they can get a deal done by March 9th. There's only the last safety to be tagged back-to-back years was Donovan Darius in three straight years in 03, 04, 05.
Wow.
So it'd be a rarity for Simmons to be a safety and get back-to-back tagged. But I do think that's certainly a possibility as they try to work out a long-term deal.
Gosh, I should ask, is there you got any new Vaughn news?
No, just the uncertainty. They're still trying to work through it. I mean, it's the same thing we've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
They can either cut him, take the cap hit. They can try to get him to take a pay cut. But you have to know as a team, once you ask a star player to take a pay cut, you have to be prepared to move on. And at that point, Vaughn could say no and just go to a contender and take the same money they're offering a pay cut and just say, you know what, I'm going to go chase a ring, because they take it personally, as a lot of players are wont to do, and I don't blame them. But right now they're still working through it, and I would say there's uncertainty. I do think Kareem Jackson ends up back, because it's $1.5 million. You can pick that option up and move forward with him. It's just like they did with Emmanuel Sanders and Derek Wolfe in past seasons. I think there would be complete sense then to pick up Kareem Jackson's option, guarantee that part. With Vaughn, it's just tricky.
Mm-hmm.
It's tricky, and there's no conclusion yet. And I don't know that. I think it's going to take some time. They have until March 16th to make that decision.
All right, we appreciate it. Talk to you soon, Troy. Thank you.
You got it, guys. See you.